Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Get ready for TalkSport's cavalcade of the catastrophic.
Bordeaux, as in the tapestry, yeah?
No.
This is the legendary Clips of the Week podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Clips of the Week.
Yes, it's Clips of the Week time, and we'll start with Sam Matterface and Stuart Pearce at Molineux discussing Ruben Neves. And you do get the impression that Wolves versus Liverpool wasn't really holding their attention.
They've done Big Ben, Houses of Parliament, then a couple of museums. He says he always likes to pop into Eminem's world, though. He likes the chocolate.
Oh, not the singer.
No. I don't think he's a rap fan.
Yeah, it's the game on.
Yeah, and staying with that game.
And they retreat again, Wolverhampton Wanderers. We're only 10 minutes away from half time. Here's Johnny, out to the right.
Yeah, Sam's little tribute to The Shining there.
Mm.
10 minutes away from half time.
Here's Johnny.
Out to the right.
It works.
He could have done that in commentary if he wanted to.
We had time.
I suppose if he arrives at the back post and nods one in, you could give it the full Jack Nicholson,
yeah,
couldn't you, really?
Absolutely.
So next, Andy.
There was also shock news from that game from Alan Brazil.
Crash out of the FA Cup against the Wolves. A number of changes, three teenagers, including a six-year-old on the pitch.
Yes, six-year-old.
Six-year-old,
not
yeah.
bad.
Yeah,
they
youth
are starting.
Policy.
It's
marvellous,
Klopp.
Isn't it?
It's tremendous. Never mind Poch. Look at what Jurgen Klopp, six-year-olds. It's fantastic. This is Will Gavin talking transfers.
One or two seasons. And I like Danny Drinkwater. He's a hard-working player. But £35 million.
Yeah. Ironically, of course, when you've got hiccups, you do drink water.
That's
don't
very
you?
True.
Yeah, normally upside down. But yeah, give him a shock. I mean, give him a shock, couldn't you, Andy?
Well, you could do, yeah, why not?
What would the shock be, though, Andy?
What would the shock be? I forgot.
That's fantastic. Andy said in the meeting.
I know. But the thing is, we decided to go with the other thing, so I just ruled it out of my mind.
Oh,
it was something to do with drink water.
It was, yeah. What it was, you were going to say the fact he was worth 35 million quid. Just tell him that. He'll soon lose his hiccups.
Yeah,
fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm doing them for him now.
Good.
That's why we do Don't Ask Me still. On a Monday. That's the reason there. So
Mike,
what's next?
Here's Mike Parry with Danny Kelly on the warm-up talking music.
And of course, you watched it every week. That was the only place you could see live bands and live music. So we knew all the words of every group that was number one for more than 1 week.
Could you sing along to this?
No.
There we are. It's just great, isn't it? Yeah. Every song that... No. But of course, being Mr. Parry and knowing what he's like, he did actually give it a go.
I know the chorus.
Yeah.
Don't you want me, baby?
Well, we'll get to that.
I'll join in the chorus there. And I know the first words as well, when I saw you there on a Saturday night.
You were
night
working as a waitress in a cocktail bar.
Oh, you were working as a waitress in a cocktail bar when I saw you there on a Saturday night. Don't you want me, baby?
He's desperate to see her there working on a Saturday night, isn't he? He's going to shoehorn that in. His greatest example of that, I wish we could find it, it's gone, was when he basically, on the hoof, saying Rod Stewart's Do You Think I'm Sexy were completely new, really filthy,
have we
inadvertently
lost that?
Oh, filthy.
Dear.
Have we got it? We'll play that before 4 o'clock. It is a work of genius.
Okay, brilliant.
It's brilliant improvisation. So we'll play that for you just before four, so stick around for that. So what's next, Dan?
It's back to Big Alan with Ali McCoyce discussing VAR.
You look at the biggest game in world football not so long ago, the World Cup final, right? And I think they got it wrong with VAR. Do you remember the penalty decision? Given against, was it given
Give
against
a clue, Croatia? What game?
I think the clue was in World Cup final, well, really.
Alan doesn't do World Cup finals, don't you know that?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, always a spare ticket. Buy any spares. So, staying with VAR, here's Adrian Durham at Burnley versus Barnsley.
Can't give the goal, you've got to give the penalty. It seemed fairly straightforward, yet it took, I believe it took 2 minutes 15 seconds. And that's wow. That's like, well, that's a long time, over 2 minutes.
It is, it's 2 minutes and I believe 15 extra seconds. That's very true.
Time now for the TalkSport Caller of the Week to the Sports Bar.
Hi, Jackie.
Hello.
Hi, Jackie. How are you, Jack?
Just 1 minute. Mum, will you please stop trying to ring me because I'm going on TalkSport. I've told you what to do. Right, thank you.
Talk Sport, Caller of the Week.
I'm dying to know what Mum wanted, though.
Yeah, well,
it's
yeah,
intriguing,
well,
isn't
phone
it?
Phone Jackie up and find out. Oh, the yeah. number will be on the system
That's
somewhere.
That's true.
Anyway, Andy, give us the next one.
It's Jim White now, chatting about the Old Firm.
Will it be Rangers with Defoe and Stephen Davis who'll end up winning the Scottish Premiership, or will Brendan Rodgers, Celtic, do it again, another treble-treble?
Treble-treble?
Treble-treble. Treble, treble.
Yeah, you get the idea with that. And anyway, Alan's back, and he had such a busy show, he didn't even have time to say Arsenal legend.
This is Alan Brazil Sports Breakfast, where Arsenal legend David Seaman.
It sounds like a kind of euphemism they use in the building trade,
yeah.
isn't it?
Somewhere where you sit.
Yeah, that's right. It's perfect. Yeah, Arsenal legend.
It's Mr. Parry telling us about his close connections to the Everton hierarchy.
I knew the last two chief executives very well, Robert and the people before him.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You say very well, mate. Robert, whose surname I've forgotten, and the people before him who I can't remember at all. Okay. Goffey now, talking F1.
And yesterday, Ferrari, they replaced their team principal, Maurizio Arrivianna, with Maratti Bevotti.
What? That seemed to go pretty well, didn't it?
Adrian at the end, what?
What? What?
Good. Back to Alan now, introducing one of our own.
Hazard all over the papers today. Sam Matterfield, joins us now.
Sam Matterfield. I hope he's not doing the, I've forgotten what I was going to say now. The Huddersface game. It's catching. Actually, look, there is a reason. Yeah. There is a reason why Sam has changed his name to Sam Matterfield. It's because, as we discovered this week on Breakfast, he's actually gone, sadly, into the Witness Protection Programme.
It's going to be very interesting, Sam, to see what Spurs do tonight and what Chelsea do.
Absolutely, because at the weekend, both these two teams had not easy games, but games where they were able to rest players and change things up.
That's a great... He sounds like Nick Halling, doesn't he?
Sounds tremendous, doesn't he?
Another fine commentator in a different sport. Anyway.
And finally, it's Mark Saggers at City versus Burton trying to attract a player's attention.
Just a thought about all of this. You put it perfectly.
That was Benjamin Mendy, by the way.
How is he? How are you?
Ben!
Damn! Damn!
Got to throw a couple of them in. Damn! So there we are. There was the clips of the week. We should thank Johnny, Mark Fillmore, Arnold Anderson, Ross M, Paul Geary, Roger in Durham, Nick Green, Rene Sourceman, Alan Clark, sniffer to his friends, I'm sure. Ruthless, Ian Hackett, Raz in Penarth, Oliver Hunted, Warren Kirby.
He's so careful, don't
you? You just don't know the I'm looking for. Yeah. I'm waiting for a Moe's Tavern. Paul Bottomley, Scott Ellis, and Dan, and of course Ben. Thanks very much for all the clips that you sent us. If you hear a clip over the next 7 days here on TalkSport, send it to talksport.com/H&J. You can text to 81089 and you can tweet to TSHNJ, TSHANDJ. Give us a day and a time when you heard, and if it's played, you'll get a credit like those guys. And you can download it. It's the Clips of the Week podcast around 5 o'clock, along with the H&J Daily podcast. I'll tell you what, should we bring you the Mike Parry clip now? Should we do that now?
Oh,
we promised you later. Yeah. We've got it already. And it is brilliant. This is Mike Parry on the hoof, making up new lyrics to TalkSport listener Rod Stewart's classic hit, Do You Think I'm Sexy? Actually, you can argue they are sexier than Rod's lyrics.
Fair enough.
In a kind of twisted, worrying way. But here is Mike Parry, the genius in action.
Yeah. If you think you have what it takes and you want to be one of the two challengers to give Anthony a run for his money tomorrow, then the song you need to work on is Do You Think I'm Sexy by Rod Stewart.
Shall I just give you a few bars of that?
Go on, then.
If you think I'm sexy and you're done to love me, come on, baby, open wide. If you think I'm groovy and you want to smooch me, come on, baby, by my side.
It's clever. It is, isn't it? There's one quite worrying line in there.
Yeah, very worrying
but
line,
that,
really. Yeah.
But beyond that, yeah. A brilliant job.
The goofs, the gaffs, and the humongous howlers. The TalkSport Clips of the Week podcast.
I ain't going to sit on the fence, but I think both.
Subscribe to the Clips of the Week podcast today and get the extended edition delivered to you direct every Friday afternoon.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.